Ron DeSantis mocks Gavin Newsom after criticisms, "They can't even keep the power on." By Hannah Blow on September 8, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., subtly hit back at Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, following months of critiques, noting that the Golden State, under the Democrats' leadership, can't even keep the power on. During Wednesday press conference, in which he received an endorsement from the Florida Farm Bureau Federation, DeSantis discussed the reality that people want to visit Florida. "That's why, you know, you hear all this stuff. I mean, I hear a lot of people chirping about Florida from like California," he said, a likely reference to Newsom, who has continued to criticize the Sunshine State. Even pledging $100,000 to DeSantis' challenger Representative Charlie Crist's, DFL, campaign. "They're so worried about Florida. They can't even keep the power on in California. I mean, are you kidding me?" DeSantis said, calling it ridiculous. "We stood for people's freedoms, and obviously the state has done very well. We have more people employed in Florida than we did prior to COVID. And a lot of these other lockdown states still have not recovered." He continued, explaining that Florida is still attempting to weather the storm caused by deflation. "It's pinching people from everything from groceries to energy to housing. You name it," he said, making it clear that the Sunshine State does not want to replicate those same policies. DeSantis's jab follows months of Newsom openly questioning the leadership styles of freedom-loving governors. All the while, the Democrat state is continuing to suffer under Democrat leadership as officials ask Californians to use less electricity amid a heat wave across the Golden State, even warning residents to prepare for outages. And indeed, the state has experienced limited outages this week. Ironically, despite Newsom's jabs at states such as Florida, his own in-laws moved to the Sunshine State during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, and a trust linked to the couple also donated to a DeSantis PAC.